This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show on the Fan. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, they both played for the Green Bay Packers. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, he hosts the Big and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I'll be on the Bayview Shave and Blind postgame show tonight. After the Brewers and Cardinals,
Steve wasn't hosting this show when just because they front runners in the first place. He did it when they were bad.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
They had full phone lines.
He didn't pull a Baby Tausch when I got the Brewer job. That's when they started winning.
You've not had any bad Brewer seasons.
I walked into an 86-win team, then I went to a 96-win team in the NLCS. I'm good, man. I like doing that night show. It's a lot of fun. Tiger winning yesterday did what? 13 under he shoots at Augusta National, wins his 15th major and his 81st tournament, and first in 11 years, golf seems to be back. Mark's in New Berlin. He's out now on the Fan.
You guys probably know where I come down on this. Let's take the race thing out of it. We'll talk about that later. But how all of a sudden, because he won a Masters, did everything that he do wrong just disappeared? You know, it's like the prisoner that goes to jail for murdering someone. Well, I found Jesus. Everything is but that. So you murdered someone, so we're just going to forget about that?
No.
He's still a jerk. How many women did he fool around with? Strippers, women, sex addiction, drug addiction. And now he won a Master, so now, he's Tiger. He reunites our country. No, he's still a jerk. You know, I mean, can't we see that, a pig's a pig, no matter if you put a wedding dress on or what, still a pig.
So hold on. So, Mark, which is great. So now that you said that, what's the question? See if you can answer this question then.
Tiger winning did what?
Tiger winning did absolutely nothing for me. He's still a jerk.
I love it.
He awesome. Know that he could come back. Did he donate the money to any cause?
Oh, we don't know what he
called. We don't know.
The money's going to Tiger's cause.
Well, we do know Tiger does have like an educational center. Mm-hmm. So we do know that he's funding education for all different races.
Oh, okay.
That is
true. Yeah. And what about his wife that went through all of that?
Well, she's probably...
he paid her off.
Well, she's probably getting half.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, she's got half.
But that made it all better also.
Well, I'm not saying it makes it better.
No.
I'm not saying it makes us better, but I'm glad you feel the way you feel. There's a lot of people that feel the same way you do. Should we not forgive him? Bygones shouldn't be bygones, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is what he did to his wife, what he did to his kids, it don't matter if he went 15 Masters. A jerk's still a jerk.
So no
the
one
same kids that were there yesterday after he was done winning the tournament.
Oh yeah, they hugged him.
So are you
Why?
An anti?
Probably going to buy him a new car.
I'm curious. No. So do you hate
the
Brett?
One's 10 years old.
Do you hate Brett the same way you hate Tiger?
Who?
Brett Favre.
Why would I hate Brett Favre?
Well, he cheated on his wife when she had cancer. So do you hate him for that?
Yeah, I hate him. Well, yeah, well that.
So
was,
you hate Brett?
He's still a jerk too.
Right. So you haven't forgiven him either. All right, I was just checking because I mean that was in her book. That's all public information. Well, Thanks for the call. You probably hate a lot of people. I mean, and that's fine. Look, I mean, I get down with it. I just want to know if you're consistent. Because Tiger's not your guy. He doesn't play for one of your teams. He's just an individual. Fine. Brett, for most of you, is one of your guys who did a lot of bad stuff himself off the field, who everybody's all good with and have no problems with. Ryan Braun. Sorry, Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Ryan Braun.
He just trashed his number one guy.
Right.
Number
Ryan Braun.
Right.
I'm just going team to team. Ryan Braun, cheater. Some people some people have moved on and don't care about it. Like, Ryan Braun's my favorite guy, retired his jersey, do whatever you got to do. I love Ryan Braun. I've moved on. I forgave him. Okay, fine. And there are others that haven't moved on, like me, from the Ryan Braun thing. Everybody's going to be different on this thing. Everybody's going to have their own deal. Some people are able to move on from crap like this. Other people aren't.
Yeah, but my thing is, whenever you find Jesus, it's a good thing.
Okay? Sure, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever. It may take somebody something tragic for you to feel that way, but hey, man, I'm a Christian. You know, I mean, I forgive everybody. But ultimately, it's up to God. If somebody feels like they emotionally attached, it's okay. But I don't mind him voicing his opinion. Sorry.
That's why we open the phone lines at 414-799-1250.
Let me read you this, because this was on my Facebook page I posted last night. You guys can follow me on what you do on that Facebook page.
You don't even know.
Do that. J.R. Kostelic responded, because I said I felt like crying last night. So he responded to this. He says, Gary, are you kidding me? This guy decided his wife wasn't enough, had over 15 ladies on the side, from waitresses to high-end hostesses. While his own wife was pregnant, he went out and got a porn star pregnant, not once but twice, and made her get an abortion. He blanked on everyone, racks up bills of tens of thousands of dollars, and doesn't tip, forcing hostesses to shell the money or their businesses are ruined. If you want to bend over for him, go right ahead. I didn't realize there was this much angst.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, no. Well, right now, today, yeah. Where this is 15 years ago, however long ago it was, and Tiger does this, and people have, well, much like what Mark says, go ahead and take calls if you want to.
You can love the person, but you can hate the sin. That's why a lot of people, he getting a lot of slander, too, because he's friends with the president. Hey, man, listen, I don't know who you guys' friends are. I mean, I love you as my brothers, but when you leave here, I don't care who your friends are. I mean, I hang with, I'm with guys that drink every day. Doesn't make me a drinker.
Well, because you would be almost every day.
Yeah, so my thing is, we just talk about the act of how does it, and if it doesn't move you or something, that's okay. This is a chance to say that. You don't have to feel like you got to defend yourself. But I never attack people for their opinion. And so it's okay.
Tiger Winning did what? Carl on the South Side can answer that at 414-799-1250. Hi, Carl.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
Good. What's going on, my brother?
Listen, it's hard to follow up guys like that. And I was going to be rude and say, you know, how do I follow that jerk? But it's like, it's not even funny. Like, people like that really exist where they will hold a grudge for a long time. And, you know, that just shows, you know, what Tiger Woods went through was real. For me personally, though, you know, growing up in the inner city, you know, here comes the small violin, I know.
Right.
But it had me thinking that I can play golf.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being in high school, you know, I'm not the biggest guy. I done told you guys, man, I'm like 150 pounds soaking wet. And golf to me was an outlet where I could go to these country clubs and finally, you know, feel accepted. You know what I mean? Because I didn't dress like everybody else. My mama had me with a belt on. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't wear baggy clothes and all that. So when I wore the preppy look, you know, people automatically thought I golfed or knew something about golfing. And to finally be able to golf and, you know, to feel like I was accepted by something, man, it changed the game. You know what I mean? And for guys out there that say Tiger cheated, you know, it's a lot of guys who, like me, I fell victim to, you know, cheating on my woman at one point in time. And to know that he came back from all that scrutiny, you know what I mean, on a public level, man, that does something to you, man. And, you know, all the apologies isn't going to change anything. We know that. But as a man, you know, you want to stand behind another man and say, hey, this guy screwed up. But, you know, we're human beings, and that's what happens. Accept the man for admitting his wrong and being humble on a big platform like that, man. How long did it take? Like 11 years?
11 years.
Mm-hmm. 11 years, man. I feel like I was tuned in like it was game 7 of the finals. You know, watching this guy golf. And I hated golfing until I actually played the game and learned to respect it. And to see this man actually look human and relatable, man, I'm sorry, man. Anybody that's calling him a jerk 11 years later, bro, you need to grow up. And if you're saying that it doesn't have something to do with race, I'm sorry, but you can't hide behind that either. You got to admit what it is, man, and it's just a good feel-good story. And honestly, like Gary said, it brought everybody together no matter what you was doing. I'm done with taking up all y'all time, man. Y'all have a good day. All
right. Appreciate it, Carl. There's always going to be people, Sparky, like you said, that are just not going to forget across the board. They're not going to forgive that part of it. But also there's people that are going to understand the injury background as well that he went through in this sense. Four back surgeries. You don't play golf doing
and
that.
Knees.
You don't,
yeah, knees too.
A lot of people don't walk after doing that kind of thing. This guy went out and won the Masters. Robert's on the South Side. Robert, what did Tiger winning yesterday do?
You know, just made golf exciting again, man. You know, like the last guy was saying, you know, Tiger the person is a whole different person from Tiger the golfer. I watch golf to watch Tiger the golfer, not Tiger the person. Whatever he did in his personal life, the $500 million he had to give up for being a moron and cheating on his wife. That's his problem. Personally, you know, I just watch the golf. And for guys to be mad about him being a cheater, it's no different than when a guy's looking at a woman out in the street, looking at her body parts, or going to a strip club and throwing money at some girl in there, which every guy's done at one point or another. So if you're going to be petty about dude doing that, you got to look at yourself for the same exact thing, whether it's on a bigger level because he's somebody that's famous on another platform. That's something else. But for you to sit there and still be judging a guy after 11 years for something that he did wrong, and he paid whatever he had to pay for money-wise and losing his family, friends, people all near him, I mean, he paid a price for that. And for people to still be holding on to that is petty, dude. Like, forget about it. Tiger's going to make golf good again, and it's worth watching on Sunday. And, hey, man, I'm happy for the guy. Like, let him go out there and do his thing. Like I said, it's Tiger the golfer, not Tiger the person. We're not friends with him, so I'm not going to judge him personally on what type of person he is because I don't know him.
All right, thanks appreciate for the call. I there are certain moments in time, I think Gary would get down with this, over the course of time with our radio show that we've done together for a long time, that you remember, like, where you were or what a topic was. And this Tiger Woods story, I'll never forget it. The initial report about him and the wife and the accident and all that other stuff broke when we were at the toy drive. We were at the toy drive, and Josh Vernier was in the host chair with me and Gary. And we started talking about this, and people were getting so mad at us because I think it was TMZ that broke it. Oh, I can't believe we're talking about this. It's just TMZ, blah, 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 blah. They were so mad at us. And as that thing just continued to grow from that moment forward, it just completely got out of control. And we just kept saying to ourselves, like, I cannot believe he was at this whole completely different level. Like, how did he have time to even focus on golf when he had all this other stuff he was trying to cover up off the golf course?
He had to have had, like, six people working for him to keep this all straight.
No, he doesn't let anybody.
It's insane.
So he kind of was doing everything himself. But going back to that guy that, you know, is mad as hell at Tiger and willing to forgive and all that.
Mark.
But, right. But this is the thing, right? At the end of the day, Mark can be mad and hold a grudge, whatever else. But there's one thing that's clear. It doesn't appear the kids have held that grudge. Mm-hmm. Based on what we saw,
that's true.
They were
true.
There. They were right there to give
and
them
kids,
hugs.
Kids, you mean by who?
Tiger's kids.
Oh, his kids. Yeah.
Okay. So, but from that perspective, I mean, his son was right there giving him a big hug, wearing Nike. Everyone was dressed in Nike, head to toe. Tiger had them all dressed in Nike, right? and his son was
Nike
wearing
Nike had them all dressed in Nike.
Well, right, fine, right. Same thing. Yeah, same thing, right.
Tiger is Nike, isn't he?
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, his kid's even wearing red on Sunday, he's wearing red on Sunday. Just that whole deal. And at the end of the day, the only people you care about when you're a parent about forgiveness and everything else is your kids, right? Everybody else doesn't have to like you. As long as you and your kids are solid and good at that point going forward, and they forgave you and everything is good, that's all that really matters. And it appears, outside looking in, watching the TV, that it appears they are apparently pretty good right now.
Okay, let's get to this pettiness. I can't hold it no longer.
Hold it till after the break.
Okay, because I want to know who this new girlfriend is and what's her Instagram.
Never mind. You can talk about that now. I thought it was something.
Hit that now.
That's important. I know y'all want to know, who this new girlfriend is.
I don't care.
That hat was on fleek.
Yeah, it was flawless.
Cutie pie.
If anybody, more importantly, Jim Nance should make sure that he knows, because I think that was 2 years ago at the U.S. Open. He called the wrong girlfriend when Brooks Koepka won the tournament. Like, we don't need to know. They need to know if you're doing play-by-play.
It's amazing.
Did Brooks call and thank you for screwing him? Did he call you? Didn't you have money on Brooks this weekend? Yeah. See, I'm telling you, everything this dude touches, he jinxes. Like, that's all I was saying about Baby Tosh all weekend. I was like, I don't care how close he gets, he'll figure out a way to screw it up on Sunday. Mark my words. Just watching. It happened again, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was in here talking.
Tiger make a lot of money, though.
Baby Tosh was in here Friday.
$1.19 million.
Was talking all this crap about Brooks and, he's always there in the majors. He doesn't do anything but win majors.
He is the man.
So I was like, all right. We're going to see. I'm just going to watch this and see where Brooks is compared to everybody else. Nope.
I would have lost $100 if I would have had to just to see Tiger win yesterday. I lost more than that, but it's all good. Wendy's Big Show. Going to be right back here. 414-799-1250. But first, let's hear from Dean Murray in the Jewelry Center.
Dean Murray, Jewelry Center. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. New location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you're looking to get that the most money for your old gold jewelry. Well, my good friend Dean Murray will have that for you. He's going to give you cash on the spot. I've had several people who have went to other places to get their old gold jewelry appraised, and then they went by Dean. Most certainly they got the most money for their old gold jewelry. He's going to give you cash. Guys, you got hidden money in your house. Go let Dean take a look at it. He'll show it, he'll weigh it, and he'll give you the money right there on spot. And, of course, if you don't want to go in, but although it's a beautiful day, you make sure you can go to shoptjc.com for you people who like to be on the World Wide Web or whatever you call it. You can go to shoptjc.com. Interactive. You can go to all three locations, and some will be there on that website to talk to you and walk you through what they have in their existing stores. Guys, check them out today. That's Dean Murray, the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. In a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin, Leroy Butler.
Yeah, I just, again, Dean gives back to the community, and that's the reason why I went and popped the big question to my wife. There's only one guy I would trust with a ring that I know that's not fake like some of these other guys are giving girls. Now, that's not funny. These guys are giving
Why are you girls, looking at me?
Well, there's guys out there giving guys fake rings. These girls are going and giving these things. You know, praise, and they're not what it used to. I don't know if I could marry a guy like that. But go to Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center. He'll take good care of you.
414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show.
Quickly, Brewers lineup is out. Thank you for letting Manny Pena catch Peralta tonight. Thank you.
Nice. Appreciate it. There we go.
That at least made me happy. That made up for some of the anger I have with Marquette.
Yeah, so Sparky is bothered.
If he gets tore up with him, now what we do?
Well, then it's all back to the drawing board. Well, find out tonight on Beta Shed Blood postgame show.
Pena hasn't had a bad outing yet with a starting pitcher, so this will be the first one if he gets one.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's hope not. Let's keep
like
hoping.
414-799-1250.
Tiger winning did what? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fife, for myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. With you here on the Fan till 6, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Tiger winning yesterday did what? It did something. It did something to the sport of golf. It did something to the human emotion. And also, it did a little something to the CBS pocketbook. And it changed how golf is able to be golf every single week. More on that as we get into it at 6 o'clock, but wanted to get to a couple more phone calls before we get into some more Bucks talk. John's in Oak Creek. He's on the Fan. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Appreciate you calling.
I'm telling you what, I'm a very big Tiger Woods fan, and I was so glad to see him come through yesterday and win it. I tell you what, it's a big shot in the arm for the game of golf. I actually had a chance to watch Tiger Woods at the 97 Masters when he was first on the scene, and watched him in person back then. I could tell the guy had incredible talent, and it was great to see. But I think, this was, a redemption story. It was, 2 years ago, he couldn't even play golf because of his back. So it was great that he was able to get back to health and being able to play again. And I think it's awesome. I mean, I really like the fact that you've seen all those golfers like Koepka and Justin Thomas and all those guys, Bubba Watson, they all were congratulating him afterwards. And, you know, they were all competing with him, but yet they were all really glad to see him win. And I thought that was great for the game of golf. He really improved how much people feel about the game of golf, and he really did a lot for the golf tour. And I think he's a very humble guy now after all that he went through. And it was great, to see him win. So I'm really, happy for him.
Appreciate it, John.
Think about the purses that these guys were getting before he came on the scene. His first time was here was in Milwaukee, his first tournament as a pro. It was in Milwaukee. And you start to see a lot of these purses go up. Yesterday, the match was $11 million purse. Think about that. Over the years, before Tiger was around, these guys all benefited from guys who want to beat them. And I think at one point they thought Sergio was going to be the guy a while ago was going to be the guy that was going to rival him. He went right past him. Everybody who he was going to be a rival with went past him until everything started to happen. But I will say this, if you're a hardcore golfer and watches it every Sunday without Tiger, you have to feel like that you brought more viewers in, especially African-American
no doubt
viewers in to watch it, had to be amazing because the weather was going to mess it all up, and the guy had been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. To be that focused, you know, because I always thought if he can get off the tee and putt, he can compete with these guys. That's the difference. These guys are great putters out there. There's a lot of great players out there.
That whole thing changed on 12 when the leader went into the water. When he hit that ball in the water.
That's a tough tournament.
That was the turning point that said anybody can come get this now.
Come on up.
At that point, that's when I think the whole thing changed. Once he went into the water, then I think Tiger and everybody else, Johnson, everybody's like, okay, well, we got a shot at this thing.
Well, there, yeah, Dustin Johnson, all of a sudden you look back and you're like, whoa, okay, he's in this thing. We're messing around all day long. Tiger is... And this is obviously going to be biased because I didn't see Jack Nicklaus play. I didn't see the other guys, Arnold Palmer's, whatever you want to say.
You would have enjoyed that golf so much better.
We didn't see him play either, by the way.
That golf back there, I mean, Gary could talk about it. Gary could talk about it. I think Gary watched them play back then. I mean, you start talking about Jack and Gigi and Trevino. There was just a lot more conversation and talking and stuff going on. Right. More so than I think there is now between these guys. These guys are so serious at a whole different level of focus and everything else. I don't think it's the same type of
camaraderie on the course. These guys are like all legit pro athletes. Like you look at them, you're like, okay, these guys are actually athletes.
And that's because
back then it looked more like dudes going to the golf course.
Like your granddad or your dad.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, smoking a cigar, going play 18, one out here.
Or cigarette. I mean, John Daly.
Yep.
Is that guy.
And he's like a meme now.
Right.
Yeah.
But Tiger Woods even said it yesterday in the post press conference. He said, look, when I got on this tour, the only two people that lifted weights or did anything was me and Vijay. There was Vijay Singh.
Exactly.
There was nobody else. And then he threw the joke out there. Now everybody does it. Hell, even Phil's doing some stuff. I mean, so that, to me, you start talking about, you know, how he's changed the sport and what he's meant to different communities. He's changed the sport from as far as, like you guys just said, what these guys do to be able to get on tour and what they have to maintain physically to stay on tour and play at a high level. Literally now, on a given major, you could have 20 to 30 guys that you might say have a chance to possibly win a given major.
The fields are incredible now. And like you see, like the Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, those dudes aren't hitting 300 if they're not watching Tiger when they're 13 years old, being like, I need to get to that kind of shape if I want to be this kind of guy.
I think he needs to go ahead and cut his hair, though, because the Joe Jefferson looking on a little
bit. Yeah, that hairline is a little bit.
Yeah. It's, well, he just needs to go and do what Dion did, is what he needs to do.
Right. Dion got it all cut up, but he can go and get him a hairline.
Well, Dion got the hairline now.
Yes. He can do the same thing, look brand new.
Yeah, but not everybody can be prime. You know that.
You know that with hair back, though. You can put your hair back and make it nice and square. You can go up to Ebony, too, have Dietrich cut you up.
Roach is on the north side of Milwaukee's on the fan. What's up, Roach?
What's going on, fellas?
You, man.
Hey, one thing. The guy that called in, man, he probably was mad because the French boy, you know, saying he lost his lead. You know, that's what probably he probably mad about, the French, you know. But anyway, last year, man, Tiger Woods was, when he was at the FedEx Cup, I know you guys remember this, when he had the crowd following him through the green.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was following him through the green. This thing started yesterday or this past weekend. Tiger Woods was on a little prowl before yesterday. He was actually playing good golf all last year.
Yeah, that's why I said golf was back in certain communities because people just ignored it for a while. It really did.
No doubt it did.
I mean, because on Sunday, you...
What were you going to say about the golf in the hood, Leroy? Go ahead and
finish. Well, I think...
Go ahead, because you...
Those people in the hood, they watch it again. Because people are just looking forward to the Bucks game, normally. I mean, but you, hey, Tiger's in contention. Oh, I'll watch it.
You can also get that crowd with, like, the younger audience.
But that's social media. Gets people to their TVs. Yeah. Where in years past, Leroy would literally have to call his buddy and be like, hey, dude, in case you don't know, turn on Tiger. Now everybody sees it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And that's why your ratings just absolutely spike once he's got a shot at this
thing. Absolutely. And then a lot of the pastors, man, they letting church out. We got to go watch Tiger. Go watch Tiger. There's two things they can get you out of church early. The Packer games, of course. Tiger's in contention if the Bucks play around that time. Church is definitely going to be moved up or back. They'll be okay because God is going to be there watching too. So we need to get out of here.
We got to get out of here. We got some important things to do.
Yeah.
We'll bring this back at 5 o'clock during Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. We got to get into this Marquette thing. Sparky's been stewing for the last hour and a half. Are you ready? You ready to go? Or are you got your Marquette takes fresh and ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sparky vents about the Marquette Golden Eagles losing Joey and Sam Hauser next on The Fan. Big show on The Fan. All right, Sparky, we've held you back late enough. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Beller, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Get in there, Steve.
Go get him. Joey Hauser and Sam Hauser leaving Marquette.
He said go get him.
Apparently, there's some reasons why that he doesn't necessarily want to be around some certain people.
Look, I don't give a damn what the reasons are. Uh-oh. I don't care what your reason is. I don't care if your reason's, well, Marcus Howard's a ball hug. Okay, fine. I don't care if your reason's, well, Wojo's really tough on us and he doesn't give us preferential treatment, or Wojo doesn't feature my brother enough, or whatever the heck the reason is. I really do not care what the reason is. I don't. Doesn't matter. And your job as head coach at Marquette is to have the most talented team and give your team a chance to win a national championship. There is no football program. You're the king at Marquette. It's you. You're the show. That's it. You haven't had any postseason success at all. You go in the tournament and you get knocked out right away every time with Wojo when you actually do make the tournament. So as is, you're not on a good run with me anyhow from that standpoint. Then preseason, and way, way too early preseason stuff comes out. Marquette's two in the country, two. Not anymore. Now with them both leaving, see ya, bye-bye, adios. I don't care what the reasoning was. Wojo needed to figure out a way to make them happy and move forward. Marcus Howard is only there for one more damn year. That's it. One more year. That's all he's there. And then we move forward. There's a way you could have figured out how to make all of this work. And instead you go, eh, all right then. Well, good luck to you in your future endeavors, whether it's at Virginia or Michigan State or Wisconsin, because apparently this kid from Green Bay that is transferring to Wisconsin apparently is friends with these two guys. So that's why Wisconsin maybe has a chance at him or whatever. Because you got all these different scenarios going on here of
where they
may or may not go. If I was them, I'd go to Virginia.
Please go to Wisconsin.
I wouldn't think twice about it. If you're telling me I'm going to play for Tony Bennett and that offense where they do share the basketball and they love shooting the three, yeah, I'd go play for Virginia if I was the Hauser brothers. That's where I'd go. With all due respect to Wisconsin, Michigan State, I'm not going to get my brains beaten in practice with Tom Izzo yelling at me. So I have no interest in Michigan State. That's stupid. I'm not doing that. I'll go to Virginia, where it's nice and laid back with Tony Bennett. They got a national championship, so I know I know I can win a national championship at Virginia. He just did it. So, to me, that's where I'm going. As far as Marquette goes, that's it with me. I'm done with Wojo. It's been a long time since I've been on this radio station asking for anybody to be fired. But I've had my fill of this dude. I'm done. And you all can tell me, well, they got this guy coming in next year, Spark. I don't care. It does not matter. Because whoever you have coming in, more than likely, there's going to be some growing pains. Everybody's going to have to get on the same page. And if Marcus Howard's going to be Marcus Howard, which I'm assuming he's going to be, he's still going to jack up 25 shots a game, whatever it is, take a bunch of shots, for better or worse. Like Baby Tosh and I talked about all year long. There are games where he wins it for you. And there are games where he'll shoot you right out of it at the same point. So it's hit or miss on what you get there. So for me, I'd rather just move on from him, go get you another coach, call it a rebuild, call whatever you want. You still got one star piece that you can have going forward. The transfer portal is wide open with players around college basketball right now. Go find you a piece or two that can come in and play in a couple of years or whatever and go from there. This is stupid. This is totally unacceptable to me. And normally, he's lost other guys. Sandy Cohen leaves to go to Green Bay.
For sure.
Froling left. I mean, they've had guys leave, right? That's one thing. But not two highly ranked kids like this. I am really, really mad about this one. This, you are right there knocking on the doorstep of being a really, really good basketball team next year. And now it goes up in smoke because these two decide to pick up and leave together because you as a head coach can't figure out how to make them happy and everybody on the team happy and figure it out.
When you're Sam Hauser, you're looking at it, Rousey's out the door, you're thinking you're going to get those shots, right? And then yep. Marcus Howard was taking like 15, 18 shots. He's like, his 15, 18 shots are gone. So I think I'm going to now take 25 shots and I'll let them split the other eight. I think that's a much better mix. And you get Marcus Howard to come back, which I was advocating for him to stay. I didn't think it made any sense for him to leave. Now that I think about it, it might have made a little bit more sense for him to leave, but primarily because of where he could have been slated in this year's draft. But I digress.
I don't think he can improve his stock much more than it is.
Than what it is right now.
Biggest Correct. Player yep. of the year. He is what I he is. I don't mm-hmm. think he gets yeah. any better. Whether that's a first-round pick or second-round pick, unless it's... Yeah. I have to graduate for my mom or whatever. Okay,
well, that's
fine.
A bad idea.
Like, I can respect that. if that's what it is, I don't know what his reasoning is, but if that's what it is, I totally get down with that. Totally respect it. But if it's because I think I can improve my draft position, I'm not sure he can.
I don't know if it's either of those.
Just don't get an agent. Just see where you're
doing. Same thing Tyler Hero's doing.
Yeah, just do a little poke.
He's a first-round pick.
Yeah,
he's a first round pick. He's debating if he's a lottery pick, right? Like Marcus Howard is going to see if he was going to be in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think he's lottery.
Well, look at his draft position continues to rise as he can shoot.
That's fine.
People lead guard.
We all need him.
You guys can speak more to this than I can. Just being in a locker room, understanding like that kind of gripe that goes back and forth between when you are with somebody for 6 months, when Marcus is looking at it as. Okay, I need X amount of points to be the leading scorer in Marquette history. Make sure that my name is up there in the rafters. I don't know if this is going through his head, but if I'm a 21-year-old kid and I'm coming back as Big East Player of the Year, coming back for one more run, and I'm already third on the all-time scoring list, that's going through my head. And to be an auxiliary piece that Sam and Joey Hauser look at, they could be just saying, yeah, I don't want to be the sidekick to this guy's superhero movie.
Well, yeah, I'm with Steve on this. You got to make it work. That's on Wojo.
100%.
And he's got to mend defenses. He's got to make it happen. He's got to make it work. And he failed to do that. And so he put all his eggs in one basket. And that was with Howard. We don't know. And here's all this stuff. We don't know. I mean, we don't. We don't know the circumstances. What we assumed is, and I know Wojo in his right mind just don't let the Housers walk out without a conversation, right? Wouldn't one tell you that he just wouldn't do that? But it appears that he did. It appears from the outside looking in that he chose Howard over the Housers. Like, you can't go in and say, hey, man, we're going to work on this. We're going to do this. We're going to make it better. We're going to share the ball a little bit more. You got to do something. Do you think Wojo just let these guys leave?
Again, we don't know everything.
We don't know.
But I've seen people speculating on the internet that maybe the Hauser's dad was too involved with the whole thing.
And that ends up so you got it.
Said, y'all want to leave? Fine.
Right. Go talk to the dad and have the dad, hey, we're going to work it out.
Sure.
You can't. I mean, you're right. You're going to be ranked. You're the second ranked team coming back with these two. You just can't let these guys walk. Now if this guy pissed Woj off and Woj then goes to the powers that be and says, okay, powers that be, I'm done with this. I'm going to let this go. Are you guys okay with this? Because this is the only way Woj doesn't get any flack.
And you better know that you're about to take a huge PR hit when they walk out that door. So your booster's better have your back.
So Woj, to cover his butt, I'm sure, went to the powers that be and said, hey, here's what's about to go down. I don't want to deal with it anymore. You guys good. They had to give Woj a blessing. All right. Cut the ties. We're done.
This is the final straw for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Is it for you? 414-799-1250.
I'm not letting Woj go. I'm not doing that.
No. The Hauser boys.
The Hauser boys are gone. Stevie's ready to let Woj go now.
Steve wasn't fired.
Yeah. I'm fired. Yeah.
First time I've called for him to get fired for a long time.
I know. I'm excited. This is my first time I get to see Stevie call for something.
You're not fired. No.
But you're wearing the beanie, which I'm a little bit upset about. Because then you're cheating us out of seeing the
You can probably still see it, though. It'll move up. He gets mad enough. It'll move.
If you help us at 414-799-1250. Sparky, a win yesterday by the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. That had to make you happy. What really makes you happy, though, is a Wendy's Biggie Bag. Or a free frosty after the Milwaukee Admirals score four more goals. They put up five on Saturday night.
Oh, they did.
Three in the first minute and 50 seconds.
And now they're in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
So, do you tickets available yet? Or
they go on sale tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, you can get your Admirals tickets.
Get your playoff Admirals tickets and come see me. Yell around and hit a drum. It's fun.
What did you say?
I get to bang on a drum and start. Let's go Admiral's Chants. Bang on the glass. Nice. I yell around at people. It's fun. It's a good time.
So you're like their Joe Brown at the Admirals.
Right. Just a little bit different environment.
A little bit different. Right. Yeah, I totally understand.
It doesn't have the nice hair that Joe has.
Close.
Hey, so this is. I went to Wendy's last night. I got a couple of double stacks. Fry. Yeah, a couple of double stacks. At 4 or 5. It was late. By the time I got home from post-game show.
Just a midnight snack.
Right. Well, I was actually my dinner. Had a couple double stacks, a fry, got the kid, got Jackson, the chicken nuggets. But then I'd never gotten apple slices there before. Yo, if your kids like apple slices, I'm telling you what, nobody gives more apple slices than Wendy's. It was a whole container. A whole container that it looks like somebody manly just cut up apples and put in. It was a whole container full of apple slices. Like, it's going to take Jackson like 2 or 3 days to eat these apple slices. There's a ton. Normally, you get, you know, a bag or something with like 3 or 4 apple slices.
You would make
it.
Fun of the kid that eats apple slices. That sounds like something that's a side that you actually get.
It's a gigantic, like, container full of them. I was blown away.
Even I would order that.
Yeah, just whatever. I also, don't forget, if your kids are play in youth athletic programs, baseball, basketball, track is going now, whatever it may be. If they show up at Wendy's in their uniform, they can get a free small Frosty at Wendy's. Plus, there's lots of fundraising going on right now for everybody for their summer trips that they may be doing for baseball or summer trips for summer basketball going on. Wendy's is a great place to go for your fundraising activities. Wendy's will give back 20% of net sales to your school or your youth athletics program. It's easy. All you do, sign up for a single day or up to 30 days of fundraising. They'll supply you a voucher for you to share via email or social media. Again, I said you could fundraise for 30 days at Wendy's. Your supporters just need to show it when they drive through or drive in, the little thing that they share on email or social media, and you get 20% of net sales for like up to 30 days. That's a lot of money. Take advantage of that now at Wendy's.
Sparky wants Woj done. Joey and Sam Hauser leaving is the final straw.
As soon as I announced the Hausers were leaving, the same press conference, I'd announce Wojo's leaving too.
Is it for you? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show back after this on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, only show in the state. Two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Weekdays 2 to 6. Myself, Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We're here 2 to 6. We're all the Wendy's Big Show. That's where you're listening to us on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Thanks for hanging out. Got a little tidbit here that came across the wire as we're doing the show, keeping tabs on Twitter. Drew Locke, quarterback from the University of Missouri, in town in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Apparently in for a workout.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I was listening to y'all do the show on Friday, a little bit of it. I texted Baby Tausch, and I was texting with Gary about this whole thing about possible quarterback going to the Packers. Rob Rice, you'll give him all credit in the world, from Forbes and Bob McGinn, football.com. He was on this first saying, maybe they take a quarterback. And everybody right away, because it's Rob Reichel. Everybody likes to poo-poo anything that Reichel says to say something. Everybody's like, Rob's crazy. Yeah, he ain't taking a quarterback. Oh, now they got a quarterback in town. Folks, I'm telling you right now, if they take a quarterback, now we're going to be at Q Club of Wisconsin, Big Show, and the Draft Show, Gary and Bill, the Statewide Network after the Big Show, on next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If they take a quarterback at 12, I'm not even saying 30, like, if they take my quarterback from Kentucky at 30, I am totally fine with it.
Your boy Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I have no problem. Or did I say Kentucky?
Yeah. Dude,
I have absolutely no problem with it. That's where Dave Cutcliffe is. He was Manning's coach back in the day at Tennessee. I think he does a great job with quarterbacks. So if that's what they decide to do, cool. No problem. But if they take a quarterback at 12, number one, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be too happy. And they can tell him whatever they want. He's going to be mad. He's going to be happy. That's the first thing. Number two, I would imagine most of you will also be mad that they took a quarterback at 12. But we talked about this months ago. Remember, like towards the end of the season, I said, what about a quarterback at 12? You're never going to be this high in the first round again if you think Aaron Rodgers and the Packers can get back to playing the way they were, you can maybe get his replacement. Now, that was before they gave him the extension. If you take a quarterback at 12, that tells me Aaron Rodgers will not see the end of that extension in Green Bay if they take a quarterback at 12. That tells me that they're saying 2 or 3 years, fine. But when he's ready, you're gone. And I'm pretty sure, I'd have to go back and look, they can pretty much get out relatively easily after the first 3 years of this extension or somewhere along those lines to where they can move on and then this be their quarterback going forward. My thing is, and I'm sure Gary and Leroy have watched more tape of these guys than I have, I just don't know if Locke is a guy that I think can be that perennial Pro Bowl-type quarterback going forward that you feel comfortable replacing Aaron Rodgers. Now, is he better than what they have now? Yeah, probably. But I don't know if he's that guy that I feel comfortable going, yep, for 10 or 12 years, this is our guy going forward after Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's that guy for me right now.
He's the big arm, big size, 6'4", well, with two first-round picks.
If they go back to original plans of Ted Thompson or under Ron Wolf, then they take a quarterback. They take one every year.
Not in the first round.
No, not in the first. Well, is Locke a first round pick?
Oh yeah, he'll go in the first round, or maybe because
I thought second round,
maybe into the second.
So you're talking maybe pick 30
quarterback picks.
Right, I thought second round, but still, that's still too high for me.
Pick 30 is too high for you.
Yeah, for a quarterback that's not going to play.
Leroy, you reading into anything? Drew Locke up in Green Bay for a visit?
No, they're doing their due diligence. This is the difference what you get when you have Ted Thompson, that this would, if he would come in, it would never leak out. First of all, they would never tell anybody. Instead of what's the big deal? Just tell everybody you're looking at a quarterback. I think a lot, you got something?
Well, no, I wanted you to continue your point.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry, I just had a joke that I want to say.
Go ahead.
After you're done.
Oh, so my thing was, they're doing a due diligence, and I think it's good to have guys in it, because I think what they're doing is they're preparing themselves. If this draft is so messed up that they're not able to do it, for some reason, somebody really wants to, you put that out there, I'm going to bring him in, okay? I know about teams 4 or 5 behind me that really wants this guy. You bring him in, you put out the smoke screen that you may get him. You may get somebody to come up and give you a late first round pick, to get this guy. Now you done pulled the old banana in the tailpipe. All of these scenarios have to make sense to them, especially when you have so many holes on your team that you have to do something. But if they, for some reason, they pick a quarterback at 12, I would be shocked.
Now, Drew Locke.
I would be shocked.
I'm looking at NFL.com. They've got all their mock drafts up here. Charlie Casserly has him going last in the first round of the Patriots. Charles Davis has Drew Locke going 10 to the Broncos. Chad Ryder has Drew Locke going 2 in a projected trade to the Raiders. So the Raiders would actually move up to take him at 2. Peter Schrager has Drew Locke going at number 6. So
they're all over.
3 of the 4 have him in the top 10. And then Casserly, now in fairness, his is the last one updated April 9th. Charles Davis was April 2nd. Ryder's was March 28th. Schrager's was March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So the most current one from Charlie Casserly has him at the end of the first round. So if they take him at 30, are you going to be mad, Leroy?
No, I'm not going to be mad either way.
Even at 12?
No, I just would be shocked. I'd be numb. I really would.
There would be no response.
I would just be like, any meme you could find out there where somebody's mouth is open. I would. I'd be just
like that one where Kanye is just sitting there and is like, head's halfway.
Anyone you can find, put my name on it, because I want to see when you get to the podium, you explain this. Because you're giving a guy a contract that's going to sit behind Aaron. If Aaron plays. If Aaron's going to be as good as Steve think he's going to be, why would you do that? If this guy's so motivated, he's going to put up all these numbers, you got a guy just sitting there. Now, again, he's 35 years old. He could get hurt. But I don't know if I want to give that over to a rookie, because you're not going to win a lot of games anyway. You just got too many holes to do it. But if I'm doing it, because I think the teams behind me and doing my due diligence want to come up to get him, or a certain player, then I would be more than willing to trade that spot, move back 5 spots, and get a few players that you want. It's a lot of things you can do. But to just outright draft him at 12, if he's there, by the way, to me, I would be shocked.
Sparky, to your potential out for the Rodgers contract 2022, it's just $11.5 million dead cap.
It don't matter. They didn't give him a bunch. How much was the guarantee money?
3 years.
Oh, stupid amount of guarantee money.
So he don't care?
Yeah, no. But there's a way that they can get out of it.
No,
like
but
Sparky
I'm just saying, if you go take that.
Who cares at that point?
If you take that quarterback here, then what I mean it to be is we know where we want to get out of this deal, and we need him to be ready in 3 years to get to go on the football field. They're not going to cut him. Like, this fiasco with Seattle right now going on, it won't get to that point. I promise you. He'll be gone before it gets to the point that the Seattle's got themselves in with Russell Wilson. So
if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm out of here.
We'll get to Russell Wilson later.
I should have to prove nothing to
them. A half hour, we'll get to Russell Wilson. But I just think you take quarterback in the first round, 12 or 30, okay? That means, Aaron, you got 3 years, son.
No, that's it, and that's all it means. And that's and they're out, they're done. I just don't know if Rodgers can actually handle this. I mean, Brett Favre didn't actually like it either, but no. I think this will throw Rodgers into a huge tizzy.
His headspace is already clouded.
Don't want to listen to me? Right. Okay, he will. Right. I'll start talking to him because he's going to be here after
not even that. New coach, now I got my quarterback.
Yep.
If you care about the organization and you've gotten your money, you should welcome this so they'll be good in the future. You should really welcome. They've given Aaron a lot of money.
Who are you talking about?
You would be welcoming to my franchise, staying on point and on par with the NFL the next 2 to 3 years.
If you're making a Hallmark movie, this is great. But this dude ain't gonna be like that.
Oh yeah, he will. He don't want to see
the tables
are turned collapse when he leaves. I'm sure he wants the Packers to succeed.
Go ahead,
Gary.
Sure
he does.
I'm not doing this with him.
With what?
Leroy said he would be numb if they took a quarterback at 12.
Yeah,
Gary's numb already.
Yeah.
I could walk. I really could not walk.
Hey, right now, Ted Thompson would not be bringing a first-round quarterback in.
No, because Ted Thompson knows you got a bunch of holes.
Because there's no way Ted Thompson's drafting quarterback in the first round. They're Rodgers, who he just paid.
Well, no, like Leroy said, Ted feels like they got more. Ted will feel, and that's how I would feel, that they can win now with Rodgers, and they can, but they need bodies. They need pieces around him to help him win. To go draft a quarterback in the first round is absolutely stupid to me. Now, if they do that, the writing's on the wall to Aaron Rodgers.
He's got 3 years.
This is it, cuz.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the swan song.
Right.
Have fun.
And I'll tell you something else. We talked about this already, too. Not this exact scenario, but it was, hey, look, if they're not doing well next year – and you got 2 or 3 games left. Dude, you're sitting. I'm going to try and improve my draft position. Well, guess what now? If I got Locke or whoever they take, Haskins, whoever it is.
Please don't be Haskins.
If they do that, I don't want Haskins either.
Please don't be Haskins.
I don't want either Locke or Haskins. But,
I'd rather have Haskins over Locke.
Okay, fine. I don't want either one. But if this happens, Gary, now LaFleur really could say, hey, man, with all due respect, we just took this dude in the first round.
Right.
I want to see what he can do the last couple of games. Season's over anyhow, Aaron. Mm-hmm. You and Dan can go on vacation somewhere. Go to New Zealand or somewhere again. Go check it out.
Yeah,
I'll avoid Drew Luck. Right. Right.
It's never going to happen.
Right. I'll call you.
What you guys are doing over there.
Packer way will never allow this.
Packer way's dead. Stop with your Packer way stuff.
Oh, it's alive.
That's done.
All you got to do is just look north. It's alive. You'll see the G in the air.
Take a sip. Take a sip of that. You don't have any?
I'll go get me some.
You better go hurry up and grab some of that green and gold Kool-Aid.
I love when they do that, though. I love when people like Steve
tastes a little sour right now.
Say what?
The Packer way is dead. The Packer's king, cuz. It's king.
Do you understand what I mean when I say Packer way?
You want to tell America what you mean?
Well, Gary understands.
Yeah, but I don't really.
Look, they've done certain things a certain way in Green Bay for a long time. That was viewed as the classy way of doing things. They did things the right way.
Well, basically, Ron Wolf came and cleaned it up.
Right, and then Ted continued.
Drafting certain players.
Treating players with a certain way with McCarthy and all this other stuff.
Right.
And the new sheriff's called rolling.
Players got the benefit of the doubt. They stuck with him. If you were a draft pick, you weren't going anywhere.
New sheriffs show up. Demarius Randall's gone. Ha-ha Clinton Dix is gone. Ty Montgomery's gone. Mm-hmm. And McCarthy gets fired before the end of the year. That was not the Packer way in the past.
That was not.
No, it was not.
It's the same logo. It just changed. That's all. Same logo. Same G.
It's still the same. Yeah, it's still the G.
It is.
Leroy. Yes, sir.
Same thing.
Absolutely.
Same G. It ain't doing the change, guys.
That's 2020, soon to be named Pro Football Hall of Fame class member Leroy Butler.
There he is.
Of your Green Bay Packers.
You guys kill me with this stuff.
Gary Ellers, it's Steve Sparky, Fire myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh. We're sticking around. Wendy's Big Show still after this. Keep it locked. You got the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.